here, master.
Long enough to keep us from ever picking up the trail of that black coupe. The worst of it is we don't know what's in store for Nada. Where Slade's taking her or why. I think she's fairly safe until after she's seen the head of this spy ring, but Tommy...
Tommy, smart boy.
Smarter than any of us. He seems to be the only one who wasn't fooled by Slade.
Tommy, stick with the car.
Yes, of course he will. Until they discover him, and then...
What, master?
You think they...
I don't want to think of what's going to happen to that boy.
We've got to get out of here.
Lothar. Lothar, you can't pull that iron door apart.
Lothar, tear the jail apart if you've got to.
No. No, I'm afraid it's no use, Lothar. I'll never forgive myself for this.
Cut out that noise.
It's the police chief.
Can you hear me?
Make all the noise you can, Lothar. I've got an idea.
The big noise.
That's the stuff. Keep it up.
Back in the days of 63, when I sailed on the good ship Nancy Lee, the ship had sunk, and all were dead. And the captain turned to me and said, back in the days of 63.
Hey, when you set up that coyote, you want to wake up the whole town?
Go away, chief. We're enjoying ourselves. Back in the days of 63, when I sailed in the good ship Nancy Lee, the ship had sunk and all were dead.
All dead.
And the captain turned to me and said...
Never mind what the captain said. I'm the chief of police here. You listen to what I say.
Not so loud, chief. You'll wake up the whole town.
Wise guys. Well, I'm just going to turn on the lights.
Thank you, chief. The dark is very depressing.
It is, eh? Well, I just turned them on so I could see where to point the nozzle of this hose. A good wetting down is all you birds need.
Now, look here, Chief.
I'm looking.
That's all I wanted you to do, Chief. Look straight into my eyes. That's it. You don't really want to turn a hose on us, do you, Chief?
No. No. I don't.
Yeah.
I can't think what made me want to do that. You hypnotized him, Master?
Yes, we won't be in here much longer. We'll see what the power of suggestion will do. Chief.
Yeah.
You made a mistake in arresting us, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
And you just came in to release us, didn't you?
Why, sure. Got the keys right here.
Ah. Now you'll just forget all about this little mistake you made, won't you?
Yeah. Don't know how I come to do such a fool thing. Can't seem to remember nothing more.
No. Now I want you to do one more thing for me, Chief.
Glad to do anything you say.
Listen carefully.
I'm listening.
Send out a police alarm.
Yes, police alarm.
Stop black coupe containing man and woman. License number 334. Old man calling himself Slade for impersonating Army intelligence officer. That's all, Chief. Hurry.
Have that on the air,
Chief. Master, you not mention Tommy.
I don't dare, Luther. There's just a chance Slade may have a short wave set in his car and pick up the police alarm. We don't want to warn Slade that Tommy is hooked up on that rear bumper. We'd only be signing the boy's death warrant.
Well, what we do, now we're free.
Nothing more we can do for Tommy and Nada. We might as well see if we can pick up the trail of High Pitch. I've got a hunch he hasn't left town, Lothar, and I'm going to follow that hunch.
Car 37, go to corner Johnson and 5th Street. A fight. Car 37, go to corner Johnson and 5th Street. A fight.
Is this a police car, Mr. Slade?
No, it's a private car, Miss Nada. What makes you ask?
I thought only police cars were allowed to carry short wave sets.
Well, that's quite true, but this car happens to be in government service.
Oh, I see.
Police alarms furnish us with considerable information at times. That's why I stay tuned in while the...
Calling all cars.
Well, that's a statewide alarm.
Stop black coupe containing man and woman. License number 334. old man calling himself.
Why did you turn it off, Mr. Slade?
I thought it was annoying you.
As a matter of fact, I was very much interested.
Yes? Why?
I was wondering why there should be a police alarm out for us.
What makes you think that alarm was for us?
I happened to notice the license number on this car before I got in. It's 334.
Sometimes people notice more than's good for them. But since you know so much, we'll see how much they know.
Calling all cars. Stop black coupe containing man and woman. License number 334. Old man calling himself Slade, impersonating Army intelligence officer. Calling all cars.
Blast it. How did they get the number of this car?
So you're not an intelligence officer.
You're starting to guess right, sister.
Why are you turning around?
I'm doubling back on my trail, sister. Don't try to jump out of this car unless you want to break your neck.
You'd better let me go. You can't get away.
Can't I? I still got a trick up my sleeve. A trick that might surprise even Mandrake the magician.
You may not find it as easy to fool Mandrake as you did me, Mr. Slade.
No? Well, when Mandrake discovers that you and I and this car have vanished into thin air, maybe he'll be enough of a magician to figure out how it was done. And then maybe again he won't.
No message yet, huh? All right, thank you. I'll call back later.
No news, Master?
No, Lothar. And it's over 5 hours since Nada disappeared with Slade. The hotel clerk says no one has phoned me. I can't understand it.
Well, what become of Tommy?
I wish I knew. A statewide alarm means every main road is covered. And at a time when there's very little traffic on the road. I can't see how Slade could get through without being stopped.
Car can't vanish, Master.
If Slade knows how to make an automobile disappear, he's a better magician than I am, Lothar.
What we do now, Master?
You know? Stick to my first hunch. See if we can find any trace of High Pitch or his truck through the local garages. There's one more on my list that we haven't covered. It's on the outskirts of town. Our last hope, I guess. We'll tackle that now.
Calling all cars. Stop black coupe containing man and woman. License number 334. Old man
Turn
calling
off,
himself Slade.
Okay, Slade.
Impersonating Army intelligence officer.
Looks like it ought to be safe for me to pull out with my van. There's no alarm out for me.
Well, I didn't think there would be, or I wouldn't have doubled back here. They haven't got your license number or even a description of your van.
What did you do to the girl?
Nada? Forget about her.
How about that red book? That's what you were after.
Well, it was in her pocketbook. I'm mailing it to myself. I'm returning by train. It might be picked up. And I'm taking no chances of having that book found on me. There's enough stuff in that book to hang a man.
Okay. Come on.
I'll bet the police and Mandrake will do some tall puzzling about my black coupe, High Pitch.
You got time for a cup of java before your train leaves. There's a lunchroom across the street.
Stay back in the shadows, Lothar. Those two men who just left that garage ahead are going across to that lunchroom. We'll slip inside and look things over for ourselves. That's the stuff.
Nobody else in here, Master?
I don't know. Well, one of my hunches would seem to be wrong.
What Master?
Disappeared.
What Master?
A black sedan.